It's time for the KBOO COVID-19 afternoon news update for Monday, April 20th, 2020. Local groups in Portland have joined a national effort to print face shields for medical workers using 3D printers. The local maker community and tech companies have taken on the challenge of using open source designs to print these essential supplies. They are organizing through the website maskfordocs.org. It's been 12 years since the housing market crash in the U.S. and the Great Recession. Over the past 10 years, the number of jobs created has increased each month, making a gradual upward slope. The last month has wiped out the entire 10 years of job gains. Over the last month, 22 million Americans have filed jobless claims. This is equal to the number of jobs created over the past 10 years, 22 million jobs. COVID-19 has claimed two more lives in Oregon, raising the state's death toll from 72 to 74, according to the Oregon Health Authority. The authority also reported 66 new cases of COVID-19 as of 8 a.m. today, bringing the state total to 1,910. The Oregon Health Authority says they have increased testing but are still way behind in the number of tests available. The authority says testing is a key strategy for understanding the transmission of the virus and population prevalence of disease. As of April 17th, Oregon's positive test result has remained fairly consistent at about 5% of tests performed, as compared to the national average of 17.6%. A handful of protesters in different cities over the last few days calling for an end to the stay-at-home orders have topped news headlines despite their small numbers and connections to fringe groups on the far right. In Denver, Colorado yesterday, a small group of frontline healthcare workers dressed in scrubs stood in the middle of the street to block hundreds of people traveling to one of these right-wing protests. Video clips emerged on Twitter showing right-wing demonstrators screaming and honking at the nurses as they calmly stood their ground in the street. The healthcare workers, who have months of firsthand experience with the effects of COVID-19, told reporters that the protesters defying the stay-at-home guidance were, quote, very aggressive toward them. Trump, meanwhile, encouraged the protests, which healthcare professionals say are ill-advised and irresponsible. He published on Twitter a slogan associated with the protesters and said he thought the protesters were, quote, great people. The U.S. and Russian governments have blocked efforts by the United Nations for a global ceasefire during the COVID-19 pandemic. White House officials insist the U.S. must be able to continue its military operations around the world despite the pandemic, but the U.S. supports a ceasefire for everyone else. The United States now has roughly 735,000 coronavirus cases and at least 39,000 deaths. Trump tweeted Friday that he wants his name to be, quote, synonymous with the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the failure of the federal government to prepare for or coordinate the massive effort needed to deal with this pandemic has left states scrambling, with regional coalitions forming between states in the Midwest and in the Pacific Northwest. When health officials in Massachusetts were forced to find their own suppliers in China for protective equipment for their healthcare workers, the shipment was blocked at the port of entry by Homeland Security officers who seized the equipment. This is one of many such stories that author Stephen March describes as a snapshot of a system in breakdown. In New York, the epicenter of the pandemic in the U.S., doctors and nurses have been reported to be wearing trash bags and reusing disposable gowns and masks. Bernie Sanders has stated that this crisis has laid bare what he calls the, quote, cruelty and absurdity of the U.S. healthcare system. In a talk on Sunday, he also called for ending starvation wages and guaranteeing decent-paying jobs to those who can work, ensuring all Americans receive a quality education from childcare through graduate school, and a massive construction program that ends homelessness and allows all of our people to live in safe and affordable housing. As the 50th anniversary of Earth Day is set to be celebrated this Wednesday, Sanders stated that we must make certain that our communities are free of pollution in our air and water, and that we lead the world in combating the existential threat of climate change. Meanwhile, in Oregon, the state has deployed the National Guard to distribute protective gear to nursing homes, where the majority of the state's 74 deaths from the coronavirus have occurred. Governor Kate Brown said this morning that 400,000 surgical masks and other pieces of protective equipment are being distributed to long-term care facilities in Oregon. She said the rapid distribution of masks, gloves, and face shields will reach all of the state's nursing homes and other long-term care facilities, but did not say just how quickly the distribution would be completed. A reminder to all our listeners that the governors of Oregon and Washington have issued executive orders for all residents to stay home unless doing essential work or going out to make essential purchases. This helps slow the spread of this virus and appears to be working in both states, as long as people continue to follow the orders to remain home and stay separated from other people. resource links, and news are available on the KBOO website at kboo.fm/COVID-19. That's it for the afternoon news update. Tune in today and every weekday at 5 p.m. for the KBOO Evening News, produced by volunteer reporters working remotely from their homes. Stay home, stay safe, and if you don't have a home, call 211 for information on where to go for resources in the Portland area. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg. We'll be right back.